work on getting those partnerships.
So just so the Go Team knows, Gas Out doubled their gift to us. We just got it last week. They doubled their gift to us from $6,000 to $12,000. So they just gave us to support APTT, to support, like you said, materials and supplies, Ms. Thacker, all of that. That's what they donated the $12,000 for.
I agree with Ms. Brown. That should be one of our goals, to continue and build the partnership with Gas Out. And I guess, if I comprehend, you said you're trying to like come up with something that they can hear, can give them for partnership, partnering with us, some type of logo or brochure.
That we could create to advertise Heritage. So, yeah. What brand? I think it's branding is the word. So one of the things I looked at, and I love the way they did it, even though it's our same initials, but Harper Archer has done a good job of branding themselves, and they've branded themselves HAES, which I always think is Heritage Academy. But that's their brand. And I'm talking about every time you hear from them, they put that brand HAES, 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 and they have, but they put that brand out on everything. And so it becomes synonymous with their school because, you know, they were a new school. So I think the thing I'm talking about is branding when we're talking about advertising our school or branding our school.
I think also, like, and I'm not sure if this is necessarily applies with branding, but in my head it kind of goes there. I think we need to work on like visually, like when you walk into our school, like the atrium, for example, like it doesn't scream Heritage Academy. It just looks like a blank slate. Okay. And I feel like we could maybe work on like, I guess, adding things to our school to make it more inviting and make it, when somebody walks in, they're like, whoa, this is Heritage.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay. What I do? Okay. What else? These are some good ideas. So let's keep them coming. So what I have so far is partnerships, community engagement, branding, and making our atrium more inviting, or making the school more inviting. And I, in parentheses, make it scream Heritage Academy. Is that kind of accurate?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I want you to do, so go ahead. Anybody was about to say something? Somebody's about to say something. Okay. So what I'm going to do is, so in December 6th, if you would, those four things, how do they look? I want the team to talk about how these four things will look, and we'll take on two of these as goals for the year. And so the areas are partnerships, community engagement, school branding, and making our atrium and school more inviting so that it screams Heritage Academy. Okay. And so in December, I want everybody to just think of some ways each of these look. So when we say branding, how could that look? When we say make it scream Heritage, how could that look? We say community engagement, how could that look? Okay. So if you would come with those ideas, it would be greatly appreciated. Okay. Anybody have any other comments on our Go Team goals for this year? Okay. We good? All right. Great. All right. Next, I'm just going to go over a few things in terms of our principal's report. And the one thing I wanted to share, and may have already shared this before, is, of course, you know, we always have our strategic plan. And so this plan is built over a year period, but it is expected to cover a 5-year span. So one of the things that the district says, we use these our cluster plan to create a school strategic plan. And of course, you know, there's a district strategic plan out there as well. And I need to make this larger. Hold on. Make it a little larger for you. Is that bigger? Need it bigger? Okay, I don't see anybody. So. Oh, it's big enough?
Yeah.
Okay. So the areas where we have to build our strategic plan is academic school priorities, our academic.
Can you put it in present mode? That might help a little bit.
Okay.
Thank you.
Better?
Yes, okay. Thank you.
All right. So as you see, we have our district mission and vision at the top, the cluster mission and vision, and the school mission and vision. Of course, the district mission and vision guides everything that goes down to the cluster and then it goes down to the school. So our signature program, of course, is STEM. The four areas are focused on is academic programming, talent management, system and resources, and our culture. And so we have strategies for each area. And then, of course, our performance measures. So as you see, our priorities kind of mirror the priorities that were shared with the staff at the beginning of the year, increasing our proficiency in ELA and math, building those early literacy skills to build readers and writers, and then STEM-enriched curriculum. We have our talent management, which is recruitment, retention, training, leadership, mentoring, and recognition. And then we have our systems and resources, now, which are our school business partner recruitment, which we just talked about, Title I and general budget allocations, applications for grants, and audit resources. And when we say audit resources, of course, you know, we get audited each year in all of these areas to make sure that we're being physically sound. And then for culture, social and emotional learning, parent involvement, student enrichment, and community outreach. The thing that the district really points out is that you're not expected to accomplish everything within 1 year. That's why they consider it a 3 to 5 year plan. You look at some of those areas where you can attack, and you attack areas as you go year by year, making sure nothing falls off. Does that make sense? So if you're working on STEM, your focus is on STEM 1 year, the next year you're going to grab that building early literacy skills, but you're not letting STEM fall to the wayside. You're still doing STEM, and you just add on. You continue to add on over the 3 to 5 year period. The hope is that over the 3 to 5 year period, you're able to accomplish those things in your plan, especially your performance measures. Our biggest thing this year is increasing the percentage of students who are proficient in reading and math by at least 3 to 5% in all subject areas and across grade levels. Are there any questions about the school strategic plan? Now, this is going to come up for revision in January. And so as we bring this up for revision in January, the current GO team will be able to, you don't have to recreate the wheel. You could just make changes to it at that time. And you have to use your strategic plan in order to determine your budget and how you're going to allocate the funds that you're allotted going into the next year. Are there any questions about that?